the younger generations, millennials, they grew up with a great infrastructure network. We started it in the 60s, and you know, by the time they were driving, we had great interstates and good roads, and most of them don't even probably know how that's paid for. They didn't grow up like I did, driving on a two-lane road through every little bitty town to get to Florida, and it took 2.5 days to drive. It almost seems to them like it's just there, and how it gets paid for, no one really knows. I do think there's been a lack of education, but that's pretty typical, I would think. We in government don't like to tout that much, and so I do think there has to be a lot of education, and unfortunately, I think where we are at this point in time in our country is that education is going to come through crumbling infrastructure, and people are going to have to start up, find out why are our bridges falling apart, why are our roads in bad shape, we can't deal with congestion and the things that we really need to deal with, and they'll find out that there's just not enough money to pay for it.